This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate.com's Mark Jordan Ligon on what we don't like about going to the movies, even when we like the movies.
But first, nearly 10% of American homeowners with a mortgage were either behind on their payments or in foreclosure at the end of June. That's according to a new report out today. Researchers are checking the health of families in those situations. Reporter Sarah Varney from member station KQED visits with one such family just east of San Francisco.
The McClammys moved to the San Joaquin Valley 7 years ago from Philadelphia. They were excited to raise their kids outside the city on a diet of California sunshine. William and his wife Desiree got good jobs managing a furniture business. They had their eye on a four-bedroom house with soaring ceilings and banana trees in the small backyard. Their credit was shaky, so a mortgage broker sold them on a subprime loan.
So I'm figuring I'm trusting the professionals. And they said, don't worry, after 2 years, you'll be able to refinance and get a lower rate. You'll be fine, and so on.
The McClammys could easily afford their $3,000 a month mortgage. So much so, they decided to expand their family. Desiree got pregnant with twins. The interest on their loan was set to shoot up after 2 years. So before his wife went on maternity leave, William called Countrywide to refinance. But by then, the subprime market was falling apart.
Well, the guy doesn't work for the office no more. The realtor's not answering her phone anymore. We can't get anybody. And Countrywide's telling us they can't help us unless we're behind. I said, well, we want to prevent from being behind.
Right, we
want to be proactive on it.
The McClammys' monthly payment jumped to over $4,000 a month. They drained their savings and eyed their 401ks. The modification the bank finally offered them was higher than what they were already paying. I'm not a whiner, says William. I was in the Navy, after all. But he says this is more extreme than anything he's ever been through.
My stomach's just been bothering me. It's tough for me to eat. I've been in states where I'm depressed, don't want to talk to nobody, tell my wife, look, just leave me alone right now. And I'm trying to work this out. I'm trying to handle this because I'm feeling like it's all on me.
It's stressed our marriage. It's stressed our children because they don't know where they're going to be going to school, where they're going to wake up in the morning. And, you know, when you don't know what the future is going to hold, it stresses the whole family.
In Tracy, there are a lot of stressed out families.
The family here right across the street.
William McClammy takes me on a tour of the foreclosed houses on his street. We don't have to walk far.
So within a good 50-yard radius, we got five houses where there were families in here, and now they're rental properties, and three of them are empty.
And are any of these families talking to each other? I mean, when a house goes into foreclosure, do
no,
people come
very
over?
They were upset, quiet. They didn't say anything. You kind of hear it from the grapevine. You see the truck pulling up, and then the neighbor's coming over. So, because, you know, what can you really do? What can your neighbor do for you? Pray for you.
What does that feel like, though, just in terms of that isolation?
To lose your home, it's heart-wrenching. It's heartbreaking. It's indescribable. What happens is, at no part of your own, you feel like a loser.
While families facing foreclosure might try to control their stress, in a way, it's not up to them. There's a wide body of research showing the fear of losing one's home is as real as facing off against a tiger or a raging fire. The brain releases stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, which raise the blood pressure, increase the heart rate, and prime the senses. Dr. Tony Eiten is director of public health for Alameda County, one of the nation's foreclosure hotspots. He says, unlike an immediate danger that passes, the threat of foreclosure looms over a family for months, even years, and the body remains on high alert much of that time.
Chronic stress from the anxiety of housing instability, that's an issue that can produce, over time, elevated blood pressure, premature hardening of the arteries, type 2 diabetes, can suppress the immune system.
Eiten is seen as a leader in the public health community on the issue of social inequity and health. That's why his department just started studying areas in Alameda County hit hardest by foreclosure. He wants to see if the mortgage crisis is leading to more emergency room visits or increases over time in heart disease and diabetes. Eiten says he believes the data will show the imprint of the foreclosure crisis will be seen on the health of residents for decades.
Housing is a critical determinant of health. It's not just a place where people live.
The McClammys are hoping they'll be able to stay in their home, but they're way behind in their payments.
We're just consumed with what's going to happen next. What are we going to have to do next?
Desiree says she calls the bank constantly to try to negotiate without much luck, and wonders just what day the sheriff will show up on their doorstep. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney. Mm-hmm.
Stay with us. Day to Day continues in just a moment.